Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Boom! Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely everybody on Algoa FM Breakfast. Head of this one, Savage Garden, Affirmation, and Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Cool stuff. Party music, man.
Yeah. Mm. No, listen, if there's ever a person to get a party started, is our financial director. There have been many times where, when we were still at the boardwalk, mm-hmm. And I will say this now because, well, you can't fire him. And is that we did a few times end up on the boardroom table. Don't know how.
Yeah.
It just so happened.
And I'll now officially release those photos because after all these years, yeah.
Got however, you can get fired.
Oh, yes. There's a poppy act, isn't there?
So, I did mention at the start of the three songs. Those songs weren't selected by us. Neither was it selected by our music compiler. It was selected by a guy who, after 21 years of working at Algoa FM, it's his final day today. And we say hello to Mr. Kevin Reed.
Morning, Kevin.
What's up, guys and girls?
Hey.
So I tell you, have to tell you, I'm a bit out of breath, eh?
Wow. Dancing.
I haven't done three consecutive disco songs for quite a while now.
So
it's a lockdown rock down.
thanks for the songs. All right, Kevin. So we were just telling everybody before we started playing your three songs that it may seem. I mean, listeners who are listening, going, why are we talking about this man? It's important because we're a close family here at Algoa FM, and our listeners that listen to us as well. You're part of our family. And today we're losing somebody that has been a part of this family for a very, very long time, 21 years.
And an important part at that time.
Yeah. The man who cracks the whip, the man who stamps those checks, the man who doesn't stamp
what?
The checks.
So yeah. If you were at a dining room
never,
table, it
ever,
would be...
Ever.
If you
I've never regard myself as 50 Shades of Kev.
Kev, if we were at a dining room table, you would be the guy who sits at the head and who gets the thigh while we all get wings.
I'll take it. I'll just take the petty cash in with me.
Kevin, I have to ask this question. Besides my really funny and wicked sense of humor, not. What is the one thing you'll miss most at Algoa FM? It's been 21 years, Kevin.
Well, you know, I think that already been prepared for this for quite a while now, because this horrible COVID thing has driven us out of our sexy, beautiful building that I had played a great part in. And so it's bittersweet for me now that I say goodbye to all the listeners and the stakeholders and my Algoa FM family. But I have been working home in the last 16 months for 13 of them. So it still breaks my heart that I can't come around there and give you guys all a hug, tune you like I love to. And I think that's probably the thing that's going to make me the most sad, but it's also the thing that's going to make me the most strong, is because I know that living in this beautiful place that we do and in our broadcast region, that I'm going to bump into pretty much everybody and catch up with you along the way.
So,
yes.
It's always been the one thing, Kev, you and I, there's always been that one thing. Whenever we see one another, we hug one another. And, and we haven't been able to do that for a year and a half now. So I do miss those hugs, because you do give nice hugs. And then at the end of the month, I get a smiley face from my bank saying you've put money in, which also makes me very happy.
Yes.
So somebody else is going to be doing that next month. But
I think when I saw this number and I thought, oh my word, it's a studio. All I need to do is just say, hello, yes, I will pay you. It's payday for you guys, too, so we can celebrate a double celebration.
There you
awesome.
Go.
You know, Kev, the two words that I'm really going to miss from our staff meetings, from you, we're styling.
Ah.
We're styling.
But we're always going to be styling, because we're such a styling bunch of champions and such a styling business.
Mm. Of course. What was it like for you? Obviously, you had no experience in radio 21 years ago. I mean, you came into the business in 2000. What was it like for you?
Wayne, it was actually not as a big transformation because I spent 14 years working for the newspaper. So I knew all about royalties and ladies and all that kind of thing. But boy, I didn't know what kind of people I was going to be dealing with. And that was the thing that was the most likable, is that I saw a whole lot of people that were so like-minded. The crazy presenters, the creative souls that did the ads, the production. No, I fitted in like a glove there. And, you know, I came for my interview. I thought it was going to be an interview for on air. So I arrived there one Tuesday morning in my lime green sock, a white T-shirt and white flip-flops. And if I have to be very honest with all of you, I am currently wearing my white flip-flops, lime green shorts and a white T-shirt.
Wow.
That's so cool. Because I was going to ask you about your interview. I know that apparently you arrived at the interview with slops on.
Yes.
but Kevin, you also did tell me a story of you having arrived at an audit with a very bright coloured suit, and you got sent home by your boss at the time. So yeah, you always seem to have like little wardrobe malfunctions.
It was my auditing days, Lee. I arrived in a bright royal suit, and my job for the day was at the Reserve Bank, and they just said, No, go home and change into something black or navy blue.
Yeah, this is not a story just further on from that, Kev. I remember our CEO of our group, AME, Dave Tultman, he shared the story as to how he got a hold of you. It was on a serviette at the cricket when he asked you.
He sent me a note on a paper napkin from the suite written with one of the sales executives' eyebrow pencils.
Listen, Kev, one other story that you always reference is your mom's advice to you about playing to your strengths. And you were saying that you weren't entirely physically astute, but you were quite smart. And your mom had always told you, if you're not going to be fast or strong, you've got to be smart. And a very, very, very smart man you are, with a distinguished career, obviously spanning a good number of years. What are some of the tips for success that you can impart to some of us who've still got a long way to go?
You know, Lee, that's a very difficult, quite a difficult thing, because I believe that your work ethos is part of your DNA. But I always think that the best thing is to do your job properly. I don't believe that you should have to be supervised. You should take the initiative and do the job yourself. And where possible, train, because it's the way that you develop your mind. And I also think, I have to say this, because it is a big privilege, if you do get the opportunity to travel, it expands your mind, it increases your tolerance, it makes you so much, it opens you to so much diversification and tolerance. And, you know, that's actually quite an attribute in your personal and in your work life. So I think that's kind of the advice I can give. And of course, save some money for your old age, but make sure that there's always time and money for some indulgences. There's got to be time for your taste,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you do that.
any traveling plans on the horizon now, Kevin? You know, what are your plans? What are you planning to do now?
Me, I promised that I wasn't going to cry, and now you're going to make me cry. I'm looking with my... Dennis and I are sitting with ungodly fly miles, and all we're wanting to do is to get to the point where we can get our bodies onto that plane and go to a place where we can do some chillax, rest our soul, and ponder all the good things in life. So, yes, I pray that at this stage we have to be responsible. We have to be careful, and even though both of us are fully vaccinated, I don't think that I would be prepared to go anywhere further than the Gantus. And obviously not by aeroplane. So I think that this is what, it's probably another test for us as human beings, especially like me. I'm a great out and about person. I love to be with people and I love to socialize. So I think this is probably just another time that we have a lesson that we've been taught and that we're learning in life is to have patients of a different kind. So, but I do look forward to sitting on that aircraft and having a glass of wine and watching a movie on a small screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's your time now. It's your time to relax.
Yes, it's my time.
Yeah.
Before I forget, give just also regards to your clip-on muscles, please.
Yes. And you see, because I've been at the office and having to deal with all of you naughty guys and girls, they're in the booth. So now they're fully transportable. My clip-on muscles are at hand now at all times.
Listen, Kev, we can chat forever, but we've got to wrap it up. Just from my side, thank you so much for your contribution to my career and the conversations that we've had. We've had many conversations. Thank you for always being there.
And thank you, Wayne.
Thank you for what you've contributed to Algo FM, to this incredible building where we are now. A lot of people made this happen, and you were part of that. That group of people. What we would like you to do is, when you end the call, we've sent you something on WhatsApp. It's a video. It's a little long, only because there was one person that had a lot to say.
And it wasn't me.
It is quite special. We'd like you to watch that video. You have to watch the video right now after the call. And we're going to miss you a lot, but we're still going to be in contact.
And once COVID has settled down, we're looking forward to that much-promised invite for Stir Fry Nights, the famous Stir Fry Nights at your place.
Lee, you do know I love to cook. So just keep your emails and your cell phones open for an invite.
Sure.
Kev and Tina love to cook.
Absolutely, sure. We know that.
Thanks, Kev.
Thank you, Kev. Enjoy the
love
video.
We love you too.
Love you guys.
Watch the video now.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Kev.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.